Hello, everyone. I'm Al Flight, and you're listening to the brand new episode on the Warrior Cats Gone Wild podcast. Let's go. If I may add on that I had to redo the intro 3 times to get it right. We're going to have a heck of a blooper episode someday. I just need to accumulate exactly like this one. Okay, goodbye. As I was saying, someday we are going to have a heck of a blooper episode. I just need to accumulate enough segments to make a reasonably long one. So far, I have plenty, believe me, and I wish I would have kept them since the beginning of my podcast, but unusual, As I was saying, someday we are going to have a heck of a blooper episode. I just need to gather enough bloopers to make a reasonably long episode. But someday, we will get to that. I really do wish that I kept the bloopers from the very beginning, because I would have probably thousands by now. I have some full episodes that are literally continuous bloopers. Just bloopers over bloopers. I don't know why. Why did I say that? Okay, moving on. I'm done with interrupting you. Let's move on to the actual episode. Bye! Hi guys, welcome to a new episode. So, today, you will probably hear plenty of paper ASMR, me turning pages on my notebook, because yes, I'm too much of a boomer to actually write stuff on Word or in notes, because just words come a lot easier to me if I write them on paper. And at the moment, I didn't have access to it, okay? So don't judge me for that, but you might just get a full, like, notebook ASMR by the time we're done with this episode. And, yeah. So, with that being said, and all that stuff out of the way, today we are doing episode 2 to the long-awaited second part of what your favorite Warrior Cat says about you. Now, I know the last one had only 6 cats in it. This one, I believe, has 10. Yeah, something like that. I'll see you along the way. But I believe, I listened to the past episode that I did with that, and I think I did a pretty good job with those, but there's room for improvement. So these next 10 cats, I hope they turn out so much better than the other ones did, but I'm still proud of past Owl Flight. Good job. Anyways, so with that being said, I hope you find your favorite cat in here. Please tell me if I'm right or if I'm wrong. Send me an email or just say it down in the comment section. And I just sounded like a YouTuber. What the heck? Okay. You can say it down in the comments. Also, you can send me an Anchor voice message. And I'm very much open for collabs if anyone wants to do any. And I'm literally running out of every episode idea that I've ever had. Therefore, I'm deciding to go back to the old series that I started and never finished. And yes, I'm still continuing the YI series. And I think I'm going to do the What If series again. And Random Warrior Cats Facts or whatever that was. I think I did one with Warrior Cats Facts. I don't know. I remember doing that, but that was a long time ago. So we'll see if we continue with those. But right now, I'm very happy to be continuing the What Your Favorite Warrior Cat Says About You. And these came very, very easy, honestly. They came easier than last time to me, so with that being said, let's begin. Also, don't know if I'm adding this, but I'm adding this last minute. I don't mean to insult anyone. It's just all for fun. So don't take me seriously, please. And also, never take me seriously in a way, unless it's, like, actually serious business. But if it's, like, a fun episode about cats, don't take me seriously, please. Sandstorm. You certainly stole at least one personality trait from her, and you're not ashamed of it. Strong, independent female characters are your thing. You 100% dislike Spotted Leaf, or you have no problem with her. There's really no in-between. And anyone who says that Spotted X-Fire ship is the best should probably prepare for war. Or hire a bodyguard. Regardless, you have good taste. Tiger Star. You're cursed. Or evil. Or both. Double the evil points if you think that everything he did was right and justified. Also, I don't think we would ever agree on anything. No hard feelings. Silverstream. River Clan supremacy! Seriously though, you're obsessed with the River Clan, probably. You worship the water she walks on. Get it? It's not the ground, it's the water. Yeah, I'll stop. Regardless, You are just as stubborn as her when it comes to her relationship with Graystripe. I mean, who can stand in the way of true love? So cheesy, ugh. And you surely cried when she died. You also enjoyed the scenes where she appeared in Graystripe's manga. You either don't like Millie or don't care, period. Red Tail. Oh, I see. You want to be different, do you? You either like him because he's a chill cat, or because the first tragic thing that happened in the first series was his death. Either way, you're chill. Cricket Star. You've been here for a while, haven't you? You 1000% hate Rainflower, as you should. And you probably were hoping he would end up with Blue Star at the beginning of Blue Star's prophecy, like when they first met. Regardless, you are loyal to him even after his death. Hats off to you. Cloudtail. His annoying kid phase was pure comedy to you. Or at least you enjoyed watching Fireheart suffer. Cue the evil laugh. Swiftpaw is a no-go, and cute Bradix Cloud ship art is a must. You're probably just as bad of a listener as he was. Admit it, come on. We all are. Swiftpaw. You're cool. You probably don't care for Cloudtail, and Brightheart is your queen. As she should be. Also, you probably try constantly to prove yourself to others or even to yourself. And we're chill. Brightheart. You are the sweetest person ever, no exception. You either love Cloudtail or you love Swiftpaw. There's almost never an in-between. Strong and kind characters are supreme to you, and everyone respects that. You are a fighter. Bramblestar. You love his younger self. Honestly, if you love Brambleclaw even after the incident with Ashfur and all that, seek help. You clearly don't like Ashfur. And you could sing Play to Win by Lexi in your sleep. I have personally never met anyone who likes him, and I hope I won't, ever. This is a joke, please don't take me seriously. Tawnypelt. You are a legend, and your taste is impeccable. You like at least one of the next four listed cats: Sandstorm, Bluestar, Yellowfang, or Squirrelflight. P.S. This only proves your coolness even more because these cats are ridiculously awesome. You have a big personality. Also, can we be friends? Guys, hold up. I'm listening back to the episode right now. And in the Silver Stream, what do you call it? Silver Stream, like, segment, I went, oh, so cheesy. That sounded so sassy. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to sound like that. But, like, I sound like a sassy toddler. I really shouldn't. I should try to control myself in that, but. And also, the recordings make me sound like a literal baby when I speak, okay? I don't think I actually sound like that, but who am I to judge? Because I hear myself in a completely different way, so maybe I'm just wrong. Anyways, this is me being excessively myself right now. I know I'm really chaotic, and I'm sorry if I overwhelmed you. Probably too late to give you guys cautions that you need to turn your headphones off and listen to it normally or whatever. Just like, I don't know, would it be even useful to say caution right now? Anyways, thank you guys so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed the episode. Also, I have to admit that every time, like, up in the first part of the episode, every time, like, I messed up in a blooper and then I came back into, like, this very much statue kind of, like, how can I say this? If I every time I messed up and I came back on the next segment, I literally went from chaos to back into like statue, you can't move me mode, and my voice is just wow. I sound like a butler or something. It's incredible. Anyways, no offense to anyone. I hope I didn't offend anyone. Also, sorry for going completely out and like, I don't know, being crazy. Anyways, thank you guys so much for listening. Send in emails, send in voice messages. I'm open for collabs. Got nothing to do, honestly. We'll be leaving soon for another pretty long trip. I'm gonna go and see my grandparents in another country. Because, yes, we don't live in the same country. Anyways, with that being said, hope you guys enjoyed. And yeah, love you guys. Bye.
my player.